Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehiyeh bedvarei. Okay, zok the Mishnah. Kol ha-mumim haruyin lavoi bidei adam. Any mum which is roi lavoi bidei adam, in other words, a pretty standard mum, all the standard mumim, except for like birth defects. You know, if the child's born with, if the behemoth is born with an extra leg, that's not something that's shayach to come. But anything which a person could have done, roye Yisrael ne'emani. Jewish shepherds are believed. Roye koyanim einam ne'emanim. So we'll see what this means. Jewish shepherds could have two pshatim. It could mean a Jewish shepherd working for a kohen. It could mean a shepherd of a Yisrael, lafuke a shepherd of a kohen. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimel, Neman al chaveroi ve'enei neman al shalatzmai. Rav Shimon Gamliel says he's believed for himself, for he's believed on somebody else, but he's not believed on himself. Rav Meir Oimel, ha'choshud al adovo lo dono v'lo mido. Anybody who's choshud on something, and since the Kohanim were choshed on this, is the halach is loy donoy v'loy midoy. Okay. There's a general problem here in the sugya, but from the beginning to the end, is that if we're talking about a bechor, birshus koyen. Okay? So it's his bechor. Yeah, mum, not a mum. It's his business. Adam nema lalatzmoy. There's no din choshed. Choshed, we discussed this parichas earlier on when we spoke through the sugis of choshed. Choshed is only negel halacha for somebody else. What's negel for me, there's no such thing as a choshed. The biggest choshed in the world is believed on himself. That's on one side. The Rit al Ghazi comes from another side, and he looks at it like, the Mishnah implies that if you're not a choshed, even one person would be believed. He holds you always need edim, that a bechor got a mum. Eid echad should never be believed. Even a kosher eid echad. Because the bechor is born, becheskes bechor. Right? The day it's born is becheskes bechor. Becheskes iso. If it gets a mum naturally, it's mutter. If it gets a mum because the mum was put onto the behemoth through the person, bekavona, it's awesome. Remains awesome. He says, so it has a cheskesis. Every bechor has a cheskesis. Whoever comes through the door to tell us that the bechor got a mum is technically trying to take something which would be cheskesis and say it's mutter. So the Rit al Ghazi holds, you should need Eidim for such a thing. Nothing to do with Choshed. Most holy Kayan in the world. Not Choshed at all. Who cares? You now want to take something. Eid Echad does not believe, can I get his Chazik? In Kol HaShas, Moshe Rabbeinu does not believe, can I get his Chazik Yisur? Moshe B'chvedu Ratzme. I'm not talking about Moshe Nahar. Moshe is not believed on his Chazik Yisur. So he comes from that angle. I'm coming from the opposite angle. I would say that this is not only biyodoi, which is, first of all, biyodoi in kol hashas, gives you an amonu seirechot, even by his chazak yisurin. But this is much better than a biyodoi. This is birshusai. This is odom nemal atzmai. Nemal atzmai yesu mimeyish. It's for him, again, if we're talking, the Gemara is going to give different scenarios for somebody else, for you. But for you, I'm talking about, for you, right? It clearly seems to be the worst case in the Mishnah. For you is the worst case of the Mishnah. Al Chaver is a machlekes tanoi. Right? But for you, that's the worst. I would say, in a sense, for you is the best. For you is better than Al Chaver. Obviously, the shaila in the Mishnah is, do we say that since you're not believing for yourself, you're not believing for your friend either? Right? But I would say on somebody else, then we could start talking about the Rital Gazi Svara. How many Eidim do you need to on myself? I don't know. For myself. It's not only to get to me, it's for myself. Okay, so we'll see. We'll see if this is a tiny or not. I'm just telling you what says the Gemara. Machloek is how to learn the Mishnah. Rav Yechon of Rebbe Lezer Charoma Roye Yisrael. We're talking here when it says Roye Yisrael Nemonim. We're talking about Jewish shepherds working for Kohan. Roye Yisrael Be Kohan. And when it says that they're Nemonim, they're believed for what reason? Tilugimo Loy Chayshina. We're not worried that a guy is going to lie just in order to be able to get a piece of the Bechor. This shepherd, best case scenario, he's a Roye Yisrael. He's a Jew. He has no Shaychas to Bechor. Best case scenario, the owner will give him a piece of steak. For a piece of steak, he's not lying. So we're keeping him with his nemonis. That's one pshat. When it says Roye Kohanim, we're talking about Roye Kohanim. We're talking about that the Kohen is a shepherd for a Jew. And it's Bei Yisrael. And the shepherd, therefore, the Kohen shepherd, wants to say it has a mum because he's the one that's going to get the B'chol. Now, these two akimtas make it a little better because he could say, okay, so the Kohen now is testifying about a behemoth that's not in his domain. That's better. Then we understand more the problem of Nemonis. He's not testifying for himself. He's not testifying about his own thing. He's testifying on somebody else's thing. And what's the reason why the Grey Koyan is not Nemon? Because since I'm busy with it, he's going to give it to me. I'm the one who's working with this animal. He'll ultimately give me the Bechor. I'm the beneficiary of it. But again, the Svar of the Gemara is that he's Negev Bedol. And Mele Hu Adin Koyan L'Koyan. Chayshin and Lugoyim. Who are then Koyin Lukoyin? Now, again, the whole signal in Agamor is mashma than the case that I gave you. Koyin Bishvil Hatzmi Zicha Nat Nem. Koyin Bishvil Hatzmi, and as we go on, we'll see this. Koyin for himself, Zicha is not believed. Not only is Koyin Bishvil Koyin Nat Nem, but a Roye Koyin is not believed to say a behemoth he thinks he will get, he's also not believed. And he's also not believed to say for another Kohen, because maybe he'll do for him and he'll do for him. Chashin and Lugay. Also, I'm going to leave a maimau. Ne'mon u'al chaveiroi ve'ne ne'mon al shalatzma. On his own Bechor, he's not believed. Again, this is mashma, this is l'kulial. On the Kohen's own Bechor, that is the primary problem. Everything else is residual. The primary problem of our Mishnah is a Kohen to testify about his own animal that got a mum. That's where everybody agrees. Because that is the ultimate problem. And again, the way we were learning, it's not so posh, that should be a problem. But that's the ultimate problem. Zokti Gemoim. Vasramele Meimah, the Choshela Adovo, Loidonoi Veloi Midoi. He's not believed at all, which is in line with the sheet of the Tanakhama. That's the way Rav Yishanim learned this part of the Gemoim. Vacharoma, Roye Yisrael, Roye Yisrael v'hen kohanim nemonim. If you're a shepherd, you're believed. Why may mamali shovik mitzuba merabon of yovel didi? He knows that the owner will probably give it to a talmud chacham. So what's the hava meaning? What did this guy do till now? So the chacham tzvi says, avada, this guy must have received the bechor from his owner before. Otherwise, the whole thing makes no sense. What's the tzad not? Meaning the Gemara says that the shepherd says, Loi shovik tzuba merabonim v'yov l'didi. And therefore, he's believed, because he doesn't assume that he'll end up getting the b'chol. Yes, so what happened till now? So the Chacham Tzvi says, avada, this guy already got a b'chol from the Bailam. The shepherd already got a b'chol from the Bailam. If not, there wouldn't be a havamina that there's a chshat. But still in all, that was because there wasn't a tzub merabonon available. So the Chacham Tzvi uses this as a klal gadol b'halacha. Actually, the brings this down l'halacha. The Chacham Tzvi uses this l'halacha that a person is allowed to switch. Person's allowed to switch. Chacham Tzvi kosov adam shorogel litin lomul bonov l'adam sheinet tamukachem. Person used to use a moyel. So halacha is by all mitzvahs, if you use somebody, he has a chazaka, you shouldn't be mistalik from using them. What happens? You used to use somebody, a moyel, and then you get a pesach. Greisa talmud chacham comes. Greisa talmud chacham comes. I got out of talmud. Yes, Mr. Chashayil in Brooklyn. He used to use a moyel in Brooklyn, a very fine erlicha person, and then a big adam gadol. He found that one of the big adam gadol from the gedolei Rosh Hashiv is a moyel. So yes, Mr. Lada switch. I mentioned him. This chacham tzvi. So chacham tzvi says. He says it's possible that you could be zeich, you could switch. V'yesh lechich misugi de'ocha b'koyin aroya harei lo psik le'tana da'agi dafke b'chorishen. It has to be that really mei ma'amu l'shovik v'yov l'didi chazin and k'far nosan lo'y p'amachas. Elochi p'gushe af shechogu ba'alabai slitein b'choyin aroya sheloi shu koyin lo'y psik emilsu l'koyin aroya shevada yishuv yitein he'll give it to him tatsum me'rabon. If he can find tatsum me'rabon, he'll give it tatsum me'rabon. Chacham Tzvi uses that as the uses Asugi as a moko, that even if you used to use one person, if now you got a moil, it's a big time of Chachem, you can switch. And the Kohen of a Kohen, that's what he says. Now, the Gemara says, because of this Svar of Tzuma Merabonim, we're not afraid that it'll lie. That's the Svar. Says the Gemara, when it says Roye Kohanim, Roye Kohanim, it's talking about Roye Kohanim, it means they're Roye Kohanim vein Yisroel. Ain't them on him, Chashin Ulgim. There, with the guy has himself in mind. The Kol Shekain Kohen Lokoyen. Zicha Kohen can be made for Kohen, Chashin Ulgim, Ulgim. You have two problems. For Sushin Ulgimah, no, Neman al Shochaveroy, and Neman al Shochasme. Even a Kohen to Kohen is believed. We're not afraid of legima. We're not afraid that they're going to feed each other. And the only issue here is if you're being made on your own b'char. Again, this is important to stress here. That is the key problem. The key problem is to be made on your own b'char. There's unanimity as far as it being a problem. The shaila is how far we go beyond that, how far we branch out. But for the kohen himself to be made on his own b'char, that's a zichos. Which is a plea. Those are the chelos. Says the Gemara. But some of the meimar, a chosho adov alay doni vilem yida, he can't be made at all. Bishlem lomad amur yisrael ven kam ne monamayin of dosa lomay lomay mar. Ha chosho adov alay doni vilem, he's arguing with the Tanakam. El mand amur yikehanem be yisrael in emonim. So it's the same idea. Mayosar amay la shmina hanu Tanakam. It's the Tanakam ashita. That roi yikehanem are not believed. Not for a kohen, not for Yisrael. There's a sheet of Rabbi Shuben Kufsoi that he says the time of Shuben Kufsoi oimel b'chol be'koyin tzoch shnayim min ha'shuk lo yedolof. You need two outside people. Min ha'shuk means even his own household people are not neman. His own household people are not neman. That l'chayr should be poshut. Once we're trying to say that negeh b'dover is possible, it's poshut. I would say that the household people should be worse than him. And so I would say, anybody who's choshed and it's not him is the worst. L'chayre. L'chayre, there should be three levels. A choshed who's not on himself. A choshed who's on himself. And stam a person who's not choshed at all. Okay? A person who's not choshed at all, obviously, is givaldic. Except for the time of the Mirt al-Ghazi, that maybe it's a cheskes hisser. Then you have a choshed on somebody else. You have a chashad on himself. I would say a chashad on himself is the best. He's the best. He's on himself. Are the mayor asma yosem imeish? A person who's chashad on shechita, believe for himself, he could shech for himself behemoth all day and all night. We could say he's chashad on shechita. We don't trust the shechita. He has no problem. He could shech himself. If I count, it's better for him to shech himself. Why should we lie on somebody else? He knows he shechted properly. Adarabe. Achoshet comes, he has a shayla. I'm a erlich guy, I'm a bal tshuva. The world doesn't know, they choshet me. What should I do? I know I'm a shechet mumcha. The Rav will tell him, for yourself, you should shecht. Please. It's a mitzvah. Many of you should hold it from Amish and mitzvah, some Shem Samatia. Do it yourself. Best. Mitzvah is from Shem. So, but for some reason, from our sugya comes out, the worst is you on yourself. And as we go away from you, it gets better. Even a chashud on you. B'nei Bey say that l'chayre d'chshudim, but they're better than you. They're not as chashud as you are. Right? L'chayre b'nei Bey say olav, it should be the worst. It's a chashud. And it doesn't have the ma'ila al-aksum. It has all the chisrenes. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yemel, afilu asor, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, afilu b'nei, afilu b'itoi. You could even have your own children. They're not chashud on them, on their, even though they're negev, but they crave him. Doesn't matter. Rabbi Yemel, afilu asor, v'ein b'nei b'isei, y'mi d'malav. They can't testify, they're chashud. That's going. Command Rabbi Yeshua ben Kufsoid holds you need to wait. Rav Nachman on the Bible of Meidim Olav. The Bible could be made. The Yisrael could be made. This is very difficult. He's saying that even though Yisrael is negei b'dava, the Yisrael is believed. Yisrael is yet believed. The Eloitei Mahochem Ma'isel Rameh Mimeido. Every time you have a Sufik Ma'isa Behemah, a Bechor Ma'isa Behemah, who's going to testify? Then you only have the Yisrael to rely on. Right? And if you're going to tell me that no Yisrael is believed on his own Ma'isa Behemah, then he won't be able to testify for anybody, according to a mayor. So nobody will ever be able to tell us about a mum on Ma'isa Behemah. The owner can't because he's Choshet. And then nobody else will be able to. So it comes out from the Gemara now that by Ma'isa Behemah, the same scenario as Bechor, the Yisrael is believed, and the Kohen is not believed by Bechor. And this is Mamash HaMedrash Pliya. Why? The Gemara says, Ma'isa Vadim, Diloitei Mahocha, Ma'isa Lameh, Mimeno, nobody will be able to testify. The Gemara says, no, Ma'isa Vadim, Mehemah, Diboy Shadimum, Bekuliyat. The Gemara says, a slaughter. What do you mean? We have a Mishnah. So you see, he says, Kol Sofik Bechor can be his Eitz, you can check it. The Bailam could be made. The whole Cheshad of our Mishnah is only on Kohen. Yisraelim, we don't have a chshad. Only Kohanim achshudim. Yisraelim are not achshudim. In the same scenario. Or Yisrael in the same scenario. Ma'isa Behemah. He's not choshed. He's not choshed. Now it's a shayl halachit. Rav Nachman am halachit. Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav am halachit kerebe. It's machlekes had a paskin. Whether b'noyu b'tei anemonim. Or they're not Neman? We understood that means the B'nai Beisei could testify. Him and his family. Maybe the Roya made a moment. Maybe the owner made it a mum. So the Rishonim explained by putting on something on the ear that we had earlier, a piece of dough on the ear. He made it get a mum. The Hilchos of Shem Gamliel with Afka B'nei Yobita Yavolishtei Loi. My time is take a goof. And now the Gemara goes through Bechlal the Halachos of Edus of Kol HaTorah Kula. Omle of Popol Abayil or Meir Dom Achosol Dom Amida Yikomra Meir Chosol Dom Achosol HaTorah Kula Koyhanim Achanami L'dayni Dina. Now we're going to pass on God of everything. Because once they're choshed on something, you can't be made at all. Once you're choshed on one thing, you're puzzled for everything. Choshed over, choshed over, called Terakula. So you never have any edus. Folks, the Torah says, a coin is alpiyam yakuliv v'chol nega. Eim do ameh luchshosh shalach sekinu miyama. Avada they're not puzzled. That is very strange. So then why can't they be made? I said, there's a chok about And now the Gemara goes, Eiboilu Eidus Bechol. Whether it is good, Ravami Shori, Ravami Osa, Ravasi Shori. The Gemara goes to Eid Mipi Eid and Eid Mipi Eid by Isha. And the Gemara goes on in the Halachas of Eidus. And this also, this last Shlav of the Sugi is also a plea. The Gemara says, the Maskon is Hilchasa, Eid Mipi Eid, Koshal Eidus Bechol. And then the Gemara goes into a Pesha Asar. Now we use this for us of Peshas or Peshit. The Gemara brings Peshas or Peshit. The whole thing is mind-boggling. We start off, again, let's go back on the Rishonis. Number one. L'chayra koyin al shalatzmai shivadai binem. Adam nem alatzmai yesem imesh. That's number one. Number two, the Gemara seems to say l'maise, that Bailim that the Bailim are only choshed if they're Kohanim, Bailim is choshed. On Asvar. We'll see some give us Svar. Pashtas on Asvar. Then we have Shlav Gimel. The Gemara now wants to make the Mioinis from the Halachas of Eidus of Kalater Akula to Halach of Bechor. Two Eidim, Eid Mipi Eid, Choshed, Pesha Asar, all Kalater Akula. This is also a plea. In Kalater Akula, it's Neschalik, we know, to two departments. There's Momon, there's Dovah Shebe'elve, and there's Issa V'heter. These are three departments of Halacha, in Ilchus Eidus. Broken up to three departments. Momon, you need Eidus, you need two Eidim for Mechayev Momon. Eid Echad is Mechayev Eshua. And it's all Levuhure, not Lekayume. It's all just to clarify, meaning if you owe money whether an aid comes, an aid doesn't come, you owe the money. The aid proves either Machayv Yeshua, if it's two aid, Machayv Yomamon. You don't need aiders to activate monetary issues. You need aiders to verify. That's category one. Then we have category two. We have the Halacha of Dovah Shebe'elve. Dovah Shebe'elve gets notched up. Not only do you need two aid. Not only do you need to aid him to clarify, but if you don't have those to aid him, it's not activated either. Garnished. Then we have Isser V'heter. Isser V'heter, really, we call it in Shas, we call it Eid Echad Nema B'Yisurin, but it's really even less than that. Because Eid Echad Nema B'Yisurin is even a person is could say Eid is on himself, normally a car of his boss. Eid Echad can't be Mechayiv Shvua on his relative. Right? Eid Echad can't be Mechayiv Shvua. If Eid Echad comes, he's made on his father's Baal Chayiv that he owes him $100. The guy doesn't have to swear. Okay? So when we say Eid Echad Neman B'Yisugin, Rashi and Yevamos brings Raya's why it is like that. I'm not going to go into now what the reasons are. I'm just talking Lamaisa. When we say Eid Echad Neman B'Yisugin, that's not the Eid Echad that we're talking about by Momon. It's nothing to do with that. That's working as a separate, it's almost like a chazoka. It's a chazoka. We rely on what one person tells us. It could be an Isha. It's halach. We rely on an Isha too. She's not kosher ladies for Kolat Erekule. For Isha Vedas. We rely on the person himself. We rely on a person's negir, but we rely on Craven. So it's really more that it's Kielu, the Torah said, for Issa V'Heter, you need Ashgoche from a person. You need a Eid Echad to tell you, to give Ashgoche on Ilchus Yisurin. That's right. Now, would there be a Shailin Halacha if you went to somebody's house and the person tells you, I don't know about the food in my house. My wife takes care of it. Which is the truth. If you came to me and asked me, is the food in my house kosher? I have no idea. So I trust my wife. Right? So I want to see Shaila. My wife goes away. She goes out of town. I'm sitting in my house. You come over for a cup of coffee. How come I give you a cup of coffee? The guy, David, he says, Rabbi, I want to make you uncomfortable, but you sure it's kosher? I said, it's a racist. I don't know, my wife, I trust my wife. She tells me it's kosher. So David Chalam, He says, I'm sorry, Rabbi, I know that you're an Elochid, but there's a din that you can't be Makabal 8 Mipi 8. I go to Shem. What's Dr. Oil? The Teretz is, who are Shelly Bauna? There's no Eidus here. It's not HaGodas Eidus with all the Tanoim of HaGodas Eidus. 8 Mipi 8 is also fine. It's a Chazokah. Eidechot Nemem Bisun is like a Chazokah. It's a Chazokah, it's kosher. If there's somebody who says it's kosher. We don't need Eidus. If we need Eidus, it'll be a problem with 8 Mipi 8. If you need Eidus for me, that the food in my house is kosher, Rashi just says, in Yevamos, in Aisha Rabbah, Rashi says, how do we know Aisha's belief? He says, what do you mean? You can't eat in somebody's house without that. So I'm telling you, that without the din that 8 Mipi 8 is kosher, you can't eat in somebody's house either. I say this. You go to a guy's store, he tells you, I don't know if it's kosher, there's a mashgiach in the back. He says it's kosher. So you don't know. So it's 8 Mipi 8. It's a gate net, I say. So l'chayim, we're dealing here with a mumana b'chol. We're dealing with a sevehetah. We're dealing with a shayla v'sevehetah. Granted, it's a dover, it's a chomosh b'chamurim. It's a sevehetah. The Gemara now talks about it. Could be a chiv misa, shchut echutz, serious thing, but it's a sevehetah. So you're talking that you need eidus, you need two eidus, you need one eid, you need 8 mipi 8, it's kosher, not. What's the zechta? What in the world is going on? It's a pella, the whole thing is a chapella. So the truth is that many of the achroinim shvitz on this whole idea that we don't trust the claim. Well, everybody shvitzes. The Rambam makes a whole isek out of the fact that we believe 8 Mipi 8. If you look at the Rambam in Halacha Tezvov, the Rambam brings down 8 She'ed Mipi 8 Acheo Shemum Ze Nofal Shalei Ledas Nemon. Unochtem Zok the Rambam, Afilu Isha Nemenes Leimar Befonai Nofal Mum Ze Me'elo Av Yishchatol. Someone asks you, where did the Rambam come from with that? From what I just told you. For that, you don't need a kosher eid. It's the same halacha. Period. That's the Rambam. And then the Rambam goes through the dinam of our sugi. You call a mum, you love the other, and then you call a mum, you love the other, and you call a mum, you love the other, Aber um euer Reue kein, wab chod einu biad boilo, Yisrael, ma reise in den Nehmen, und schubel uns, schemme hitel bei mum, kidei schid nehmen. Then the Kohen Shehed, then he goes on, the Kohen Shehed, the Kohen Acher, whether we're chayish for Goyimlim or not. But then he says clearly at the end, Lefikoch, Ein nemonim al yidei atzman. Abu chavei rei meyedol, of sheinad abu choyte lachem. Afilu bonavu bnei beisei shal Kohen midim lo yala b'chor, abu lo ishtem nei shikaguf. Which is also very schwer. Ishtekagufa is more puzzled than somebody else. In Hilchas Psula Yedus, your wife is more possible for you than somebody else. Same psula. Ishtek Gufa is not a new Psula Yedus. Ishtek Gufa is a regular. Ishtek Gufa is a poetic term. It's not even a halachic term. Tosis in Sanhedrin uses it maybe for Misa Zevat Hashulman. Ishtek Gufa. So Mishtabu in Hilchas Chanukah. If you light Ner Chanukah, it's Kilo, your wife lit Ner Chanukah, I'll sit in for Mahadran. But in Kol HaTerekula, Ishtek HaGufa is not more than a poetic term. It's not a halachic term, Ishtek HaGufa. But the Rambam's using it, based on Hasugi, the Rambam's using it Halacha L'maisa. Somebody else is not believed, somebody else is believed, even your family member is believed, your family member who's a korov to you, your family member who's Pasul Midaraisa is believed, your brother's believed, the Chazish and Berish. Technically, your brother's more related to you than your wife. And halacha. But your brother's believed, but your wife is not believed. I'll say shtek gufa. Now, in Hilchas Maaseh, the The Rambam brings down in Perek Yud Beis the same halacha that we have in Bechorah. Achoshet sheheid al shalachirim nemon. Chazok ha'inid amchoyte v'loy loy v'ein tzorech loy ma'amorot. Tzavik lach ha'amorot shalom ha'azatev v'zatchum v'vaday afilu v'shaloy nemon. Amel peis v'zim v'shalachirim nemon v'shaloy yekoy. Now, this is all the Rambam is talking about for other people. Now he says, what about for himself? So the Rambam doesn't talk about that for himself. The pashtus in the Rambam is mashma, he's not believed for himself, right? But the truth is, the Rambam doesn't mean he's not believed for himself. The Rambam means he's not believed on his own thing for somebody else. Choshet's believed on his own thing for himself. He's not believed on his own thing for somebody else, that's all. Not for himself he's believed, every choshet. Every Amoritz is a lot of Yidus. Does an Amoritz have to be mafrish Tumas u'maisus from his own demai if he knows it's a Sufchash? Of course not. If he would do it and make a bracha, it would be a bracha levatola. That's the whole Gemara, that you don't make a bracha on a demai also. Sofik de divreya. Okay, so this is all very difficult to understand. What is going on is very difficult to understand. The Taz, we brought this down in the Ma'ar Mokim, he tries to make chilukim within choshed of when you choshed. If you look at the Taz, he says, he brings down the tour. Lufi ma shakos v'atur atam reish simin zeh dekahanim choshudim mishum sheyesh torech godli toprat sheyumim. Nirali de ma shakos of kan b'yesh li yisrael sofi b'chor b'mokom shalei poshabah. He says, "Ozhu kaim koyin, va'afilu ha'Yisrael in enem loy menafu b'imum kamei koyin." Where are the gechidish from the Taz? He says that be'etzem the whole reason why a koyin is not believed is because there's a tremendous tircha. To metapel with a bechor, to be busy with a bechor until it gets a mum is a tremendous tircha. And the emes is that if it would be on the Yisrael, the obligation to be busy with the bechor. Taka wouldn't be believed. It's like a Sofik Bechor. Taka wouldn't be believed. It's all Tircha based. Now, if you look in the Rit Al Ghazi, which we also put in here, he also tries to make a distinction. If you look at what's outlined there, Ktsas Yesh Ledaktek. The Leichoshud Koyen Kiyim Bizman Azeh. Also the same thing. Dafke Bizman Azeh. Because Bizman Hazeh, it's much more of a tircha. If it doesn't have a mum, you're sitting there like in limbo. Bizman HaBayis, okay, it's true, I'm more limited. If it doesn't have a mum, I got to bring it to Beis HaMikdash, bring a korban. But the kohen benefits from the Bechor anyway, whether it's shechted in the Beis HaMikdash or it's shechted b'chutz. But the Rit Al Ghazi wants to say, Ktas Yesh L'daktik, Deloi Choshud Kohen Kiyim Bizman Hazeh. He says, and he says, the Hainu time of the Nechshalai Koyen, he says, V'tzorech lov and amai chashdim l'shitu mum kodesh unofla, ha'koponim it is fekel and afke. Ha'koponim, he says at the end, the way over the Yisura b'li toyelos, without a proper toyelos, he wouldn't do an Yisur. V'zeh lo yishayich ele b'zman hazeh, he says. Kevin, the E.F. Shalai Hanis men, b'seich zman zeh. So Yisrael is believed, and the Kohen is believed, and finish everything Yom Kippur Yom B'Shalom. And then he says, "Or Isi Latur." The next piece, "Biyaredei Asimin Shun Yedalit." Hakahanim Chshudim Latamum Mukhor Neshiyesh Lam Teirach Godli Topol Bayat Sheyom Osayipomu. Shema Aminot. The Bismanu Azad. The Bisman Shabes Amrishon. Shayach Tamzak Even Roy Lakrova. So the end result is that. The Rit Al Ghazi says that the Iker Chshash is Dafke Bizman Hazeh because of the tremendous Torah that the Kohen has. What I was Medayik was that in the Rosh, it's Mashma not like him. Because the Rosh brings down a Loshen, Afilu Bizman Hazeh. And that's a Loshen that I also saw in Ramban and Hilchus Chala, which means it's true that we're talking Bizman Hazeh. We're talking about even Bizman Hazeh. which seems very strange, because the Rit al-Ghazi is bringing a good point, that l'chayra, bizman hazeh, it should be a bigger chash than bizman habayis. Because bizman hazeh, there's nothing you can do with it until it gets a mum. You're stuck. Bizman habayis, bring it as a kol. You could use it. You're limited, but you could use it. Bizman habayis, you had a maila. Now bizman hazeh, you're in limbo. The chashad is even greater. See, here's what I would like to be possible, what I think is perhaps going on in the sugya. Really, it answers many more kashas. But I'll just talk the ones that we were aiming on so far. If you remember, we discussed the state of the Bechor by Behemoth Tameya before you mafresh the seh and after you mafresh the seh. Because we would discuss this at the end of the first parak. Can a Yisrael go to the Kohen, say, here's the donkey, take it? Does a Yisrael have a right to say, you know what, here's my donkey, take the donkey? It's true, I'm supposed to be mafresh Hashem, but I got, here's a donkey. A, could a Yisrael do that? B, if a Yisrael does that, is he mekayim a mitzvah from the Bechor? I'm giving the Bechor to the Kohen. It's true, I have a right to redeem the donkey on a set. The Torah gave me a right. I don't want to give my donkey. My donkey is worth $1,000. The seh is only worth $200. The Torah gave me an easy way out. I don't have to give the... I could save $800. I don't have to give the donkey to the kohen. I could give a seh to the kohen. But let's say I'm a charitable individual. You know what? My firstborn donkeys I give to the kohen. I get some kohen. The Mishnah brings down that you could do so. The question is, the big debate there in the Rishonim and Achronim and Baron Kotlas, all Shtikl Mishnah Sabarim, what's happening when you do that? So if you go back to the end of the first parak, so you'll see over there in the Mishnah, the Mishnah brings down this possibility of giving the donkey directly to the kohen. And the Mishnah says like this. It's mashma, first of all, that the kohen is chayv and achrayis. That's the posh of the mashma is. Mishnah, to the Rambam, first, look at the Mishnah on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows: Nostoy lekoyin, ein akoyin rasha lekaimoy ad sheyafrish se tachtov. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. The koyin must separate a seh. He can't keep it. He can't keep the donkey for himself. He has to be mafrish a seh, which is lechayr pashit. Well, we already explained many ways how to learn the Mishnah. One of the simple ways to learn is that the Isser on the donkey is Mikoyach the Matnas Kohuna. So maybe if you took the whole donkey and said, here, take it, Kohen, that alone will take the Isser off. In other words, the way the Rishonim explain the Isser on the donkey is Als Momen Kohen. So just like when I take the seh and I make that Momen Kohen, the Isser falls off the donkey. So kol shekein, if I take the donkey itself, say, here, kohen, take the donkey. The truth is, it's a taka, very strong svara. If the isra on the donkey is, as we explained, it's not an isra hanoah's korban, because the donkey's not a korban. The whole isra hanoah, the donkey, is mikoyach, the fact that it's moment that there's a shibu to the kohen. So now I take the whole donkey, and I go here, take it. The svara taka, the isra should go off. It really should be a malashuch. If you're makayim in the scene of the kohen, the isra should taka go off. The isra should go off. Rav Shimon Shkop has a tremendous arichas in Shari Yesher. What really happens with the seh? The seh doesn't take off the isra, because then the seh would be also bahana. The seh doesn't take off the isra. Right? Because then the seh would be also bahana. The seh is mutabahana too. Well, the isra is not because There's an intrinsic issue with the donkey. The Isra'anoi is that the donkey is Mamon Koy. So now that you took the Mamon Koy and put it onto the seh, Mazel Tov, everything is mutar. So the same thing should be if you take the whole donkey and give the donkey to the Koyan. Also it should be okay. Manish Tanazem is there. Should be the same halach. Should be. Now, the Rabbeinu Gershon adds a couple of words to this Mishnah. He says, Eina koin rashi l'kaimai. And then it's shaloi. Who shaloi? Wait a minute, this was mine right away. The Jew gave me the donkey. The Jew went ahead. And he gave me the donkey. The whole reason why the donkey was asubano is because I have a shibud on the donkey. That's what made the asubano to begin with. Was the fact that I have a shibud on the donkey. Now he took the donkey and he gave it to me. So A, we ask L'chayr, the donkey should be mutubano right away. B, Rabbeinu Gershon seems to add another point. He says, V'hu shaloi, and then it's yours. It sounds like until you mafrish the set, it's not yours. What does that mean? What does that mean? It's not mine. The whole idea is I have a shibud on the donkey. In fact, the Gemara said earlier beferish that if a Jew inherited a donkey from his grandfather, a kohen, he keeps it himself. Why? Because I inherited the shibud. I don't have to give the set to somebody else. The Yisrael, right? He inherited a donkey from his grandfather, a kohen. So we had a sugya earlier on. The halach is he's mafresh, so he keeps it. He's Yisrael. How does he keep it? Because he yashin the donkey. He yashin the shibud on the donkey. So now I got a donkey directly. What's the problem? So here's the hezbel that we gave in this inyan. We don't have to be marach on it. It's a long yisoy, but because I did clarify it in previous shiurim, so I'm just going to say bekitzer again. And that is, we explain like this. It's true that there is a shibud on the donkey to the kohen. That's true. Okay? But matnas kahuna was not chal on the donkey. The matnas kahuna is on the set. The Torah was not machadish of matnas kahuna on the donkey. The donkey has a shibud which from it the seh evolves and the seh becomes matnas kahuna. So the way I would explain it is, on the donkey there's a shibud, and on the seh there's a schus mama. And therefore, this is the critical point, there's really no way to give a donkey to a kohen. You can physically give the kohen the donkey, but nothing really transpired. Because it was meshubit to the kohanim before you gave it to the kohen, and it's meshubit to the kohanim after you give it to the kohen. The only thing you really did was you gave this kohen yours toivus hanoch. That's really all you did. When you took the donkey and you gave it to the kohen, all you really did was you gave him the toivus hanoch. Normally you have a toivus hanoch, you redeemed the donkey, and you have a right to give this to anybody you want. Now, by you giving him the donkey, you basically said, you know what, Koyen? You be metapa with the whole business. You take the donkey, make it into matnas kahuna, and now it's by you. You don't have to bother with me. That's really what happened. That's, if somebody would ask you, what transpired when Reuven the Yisrael went to the Koyen and he gave him a donkey, what he basically did was, he just took the process and put it into the Koyen's hands. You process it. Now, because the kohen is muchzik, so the kohen has the schus tevis hanoch, he's obviously not giving the set of somebody else. Sitting by him, he'll keep it himself. Push it. Now, what is that? What's the pshat? And that the pshat is because at the beginning, the most of this is mom and hashevet. The Shibud is on the Shevet. But the actual Momen Kohen can't become until it's a set. The Shevet Kohanim have a Shibud on the donkey, which is equal to the entire Shevet. The set actually becomes Matnas Kohen and could be given to an individual Kohen. Individual Kohen. So now, and I gave Dugmois this, which I'm not going to go into now, Sugi, so Bavabas, where you could have such a this idea. When you come to our Sugi, I think this is the critical point. Every Bechor has 2 points. Has Mom and Kohen, and has a Kol. Especially we're dealing here with a Behemoth Torah. There's 2 points. The question is, when you go ahead and you give a Kohen a Kol Bechor, right? What happens when it gets a Mom? The truth is, in a certain way, it's similar to a donkey that you gave the Kohen before he was Mafresh Aseh. It's very similar. Why do I mean similar? I mean, the Kohen now got new rights that he didn't have before. He didn't have before. When you gave him the Bechol, and it didn't have a Mum, he was very limited. It's Shulchan Gavaya. Shulchan Gavaya. When it gets a Mum, it's similar to the donkey that he redeemed onto the set. The reason why I say similar, not exact, it's not exact because by a donkey, the Torah was not mechadish bechlal that you could give a kohen a schus that it should be his donkey in the current state. The donkey's also b'hanah. By a bechor, the Torah was mechadish. There's a bechor korban that could be given to the kohen. And there's also a Bechor that's just Mom and Kohen. See, by a donkey, we don't have those two. There are no two options. The Torah didn't say there's such a thing as a and there's a very good reason for it, because the donkey's also Bahano, and it's stated as a donkey. So, the Torah was never Machadish on the Sina L'Kohen on a donkey. And on a Bechor Behemoth Tahara, the Torah was Machadish in the Sina. But what I am telling you is that when the animal gets a Mum, it transitions to a new type of Matnas Kohen now. Now it's a Momenistic of Matnas Kohen. It's not a carbon. Now it's his money, Kesheri Vachamara. So it changed. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It shifts. So in a sense, there's a monetary transition. And just L'Sabra Sa'oiz, and it goes from being Momen Gavoya to Momen Hedit. So I want to tell you like this. When the Kohen now comes and he says, Zikat HaMum, it's different than Issa V'Heter of Kol HaTorah Kula. Issa V'Heter of Kol HaTorah Kula, you come to my house, I tell you the chont is kosher. It's my chont. There's nothing about my Eidus that has to do with whether it's my chont or not my chont. Or more my child, or less my child. This is my child. And that there's no shayla. The shayla is the child kosher. That's why I'm coming in. There's nothing in my testimony that's monetarily making any kind of transition. There's no parsha of edus. There's no question of aid me p'aid. There's no questions. It's very, very, we're in a very comfortable territory when you're dealing with my child. Because there's nothing about that testimony that has any financial activity. If you looked at a screen that's monitoring financial activity, the screen will be blank. When I go ahead and I say, this Bechor that the Yisrael gave me, got a mum. Now you look at the financial screen, it's a tutzach dog. You know what I'm saying? It's tutzach dog. It's moving away from Gavoya to Hedyot. It's true that it was in my domain before, it's in my domain now, but there's financial activity. The Chachamim now interjected. The Chachamim went in. And when they went in, they said, we're going to treat this like the Matnas Kohen is being chal now, because they were choshed the Kohen, true they were choshing the Qur'an. There was a chshat. And whatever the reason for the chshat was. But now, we're going to say, you know what? That transition alone, we're going to treat ki'ilu, we need edus. If we need edus, you're choshing b'dam. We don't even need it. By Yisrael, by Maisa Behemah Shaloi, there is no transition. It's not a matnas kuna. It was Bishusei before, it's Bishusei now. There's no different levels of matonis. That's all. And that's why by Maisa Behemah, it doesn't have a deraisidika model of matna. Therefore, over there, we leave it meikra didina. Even though it's the same chshat, the Jew has the same benefit? Not. In a way, you could say that a b'chor b'zman hazeh is better than a b'chor b'zman habayis. Because it's never oimid for a korb. And that's the law of afilu b'zman hazeh. Even b'zman hazeh. Once the chachamim interjected and they treated this on some degree like a momentistic thing, and now they gave halachas of choshet, now there would be a tzad that maybe they threw the whole book at him. Aid me, P8 is no good. That's what the Gemara says. No, aid me, P8. Hilchasa, aid me, P8 is kosher by B'chol. But this is all because now that the Chachamim interjected and they gave it a monetary chumleh, perhaps they went all the way. That's what the Gemara, and that's the whole Shvitzerai of the Gemara. Peshasar, the whole Hemshech of the Gemara is because that's it. I think that's the basis really of our sugya. Okay, let's stop here. What? How do you know that?
Oh, right away I heard that.
I did a shortcut a little bit.
I heard the boys meeting.
You even heard that?
I got everything.
Wow. Now I know what the Olam goes through with a long davening. Where I went for the Simcha, I davened with the Bochum minion for Musaf. By Musaf, I really needed it. Sure.